Welcome to 50 Ways to Succeed at Work, where you hear stuff about ways to succeed even the most well-intentioned colleagues, advisors, careers officers, and HR departments may never get around to mentioning. This is episode 45 in series 2 of 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. This episode is Pay Rise, How to Get One, and Will It Make You Successful? Dylan in logistics feels sure he deserves a pay rise, not just because of inflation, but also because his assigned projects are thriving. He's also acquired several years of experience behind him, plus some valuable personal development and technical training. He gathers the facts and walks into his boss's office to make his bid for more money.
I've been thinking greatly about my current situation here, and I really believe you should consider giving me a 15% pay rise.
Ooh, that is a steep expectation, Dylan. What makes you think you justify a 15% increase?
So let's take a look at this chart that I've prepared for you. Based on my research and the market for the sort of work I do here, look, this shows you the average salary in my field of logistics. Also, I've been in this job for 3 years now.
Why is that relevant? You know we don't pay for the length of service.
Alright, but you recently told me how pleased you are with my performance. I think I deserve at least the average industry salary.
I hear you, Dylan, but what you want is well outside the current company policy. The most I can manage is about 5%. Even that's pushing it. It'll mean that you'll be getting more than others in your department, with more years of experience.
The answer's no, isn't it?
Yep, damn right it is. So please go away and have a rethink.
Dylan doesn't argue. Instead, he contacts a friend working in a recruitment agency. A week later, he's in a job interview with another company. Better still, it's within walking distance of his existing one. They offer him a 25% salary increase and more benefits. He confronts his manager once more.
I'm sorry, but I can't go along with your suggested 5% rise. And I need to tell you that I'm thinking of leaving.
That's your choice, Dylan. I can't improve on that original offer.
Dylan gives his current employer the required written 1 month's notice and tells his colleagues in logistics about the situation. All four of them ask for his friend's number. 3 months later, they too find higher paid positions. The four represent the entire department, and it takes all their knowledge with them. All because the company makes $20 million in annual profits, yet fails to pay its workers a fair share. Consequently, the company is forced to refuse several potentially multi-million projects because these can't be handled without a fully staffed logistics department. In a belated act of contrition, Dylan's regretful boss tries to rehire him back for a 30% salary increase, but he refuses the lure. If this sounds fantastic, in 2022, Twitter let go thousands of its key workers and was later reportedly rehiring some of it to keep critical functions ticking over. Dylan learns that there's much more than one way of getting a pay rise and the value of researching your market before seeking an increase. Most employers are annoyingly reluctant to offer pay increases, pleading poverty, existing constraints, or not wanting to rock the boat. They may know current market rates for talent, yet refuse to face reality, as happened to Dylan. If you're after a pay rise, it helps to be either indispensable or at least essential to the work of a team. As Dylan learns, sometimes even that isn't enough to extract a suitable increase. Pay seldom represents true success at work. For example, it may not compensate for a terrible commute, bad relations with work colleagues, an over-demanding boss, or stressful work conditions. Just because you achieve a pay demand doesn't label you a success. Only focused on rewards. People at work have many questions about seeking more pay, and three common ones are, how long do you have to be in a job to get a pay rise? What's the best response when receiving a pay rise? And what's a reasonable pay rise request? If you've recently started a job, it's best to wait at least 6 months before seeking a raise. Generally, expect to discuss compensation or a pay rise once every 12 months, sooner when there's high inflation. Also, any ongoing negotiations can affect your situation if you're part of a trade union. It's mainly down to your employer to choose whether and when to increase pay. It's harder for those on minimum wage levels to seek a rise without the muscle of a trade union. Most employers will respond more to a request for a raise when you've been with the organisation for a year or more. Be careful about the timing of your request. For example, if salary raises are finalised in January, asking for one the previous December may be too late. By then, budgets will already be set. If you're offered a pay rise, go easy on expressing deep gratitude. Gushing thanks may suggest you feel it's more than you deserve, and don't make them regret their decision. Be respectful and say thank you. If the amount is less than you expected, ask how the decision was made and suggest that perhaps it's still open for discussion. There's no such thing as a reasonable pay rise request. As Dylan in our story finds, what seems reasonable to you can sound outrageous to your employer. In well-run organisations, market rates determine what's seen as reasonable, but more specific skills may prove less important than your commitment, drive and personality. Like Dylan in our story, do your homework on why you deserve a pay rise. You'd be amazed at how often people try for a pay rise without doing enough research. So in negotiations, they don't have the evidence to fight for their cause. Know your numbers that could justify your proposed pay rise. Also, be ready to state your absolute minimum requirements that covers your essentials such as rent, food, travel and living. Requesting a pay rise is the start of formal negotiations. Don't be afraid to negotiate, especially if you know what your skills are worth in the market. Finally, be aware that research shows that it becomes much harder to get a pay rise once you're in a job. Moving to another employer, as Dylan chose, may prove to be an intelligent decision. So what action am I proposing? Get specific about how you're defining success and whether your pay reflects that. Identify the evidence that you're underpaid and build your case for change. And finally, consider the timing and the best way of presenting your claim. And my takeaway from all of this? If money is an essential measure of your success, know whether you're over or underpaid and plan accordingly. You've been listening to an episode of Andrew's 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. For more episodes, subscribe free to my regular weekly podcasts. You can catch up on past ones at the 50ways.site, where you can also become a foundation member with access to e-learning units, further reading links, and the forum, where you can ask questions, share problems, and join a growing community of people who seriously want to succeed at work. Now there's a new book and an audio version called, you guessed it, 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. Buy it at Amazon or the 50ways.site. Unmissable. Thanks for listening, and bye for now until next week.